Hey everybody, and welcome to the Wealth Effect Podcast, where we discuss methods, strategies, and tactics to protect and compound your wealth. I'm your host, Matt Fabian, and I'm here to help you create your own wealth effect. While the holiday season is around the corner and is a time for family and friends, it is also the best time to review tax strategies for the coming year. Tax planning includes optimizing pre-tax and post-tax retirement plan contributions, stock option exercise optimization, Roth conversions, tax loss harvesting, choices of investment vehicles and accounts, optimizing the order of withdrawals, and many more. Given the complexity of these tax considerations, it's vital to work with a trusted wealth manager to best understand each approach and its implications. It's also essential to understand the economic climate's effect on taxes, especially the impact of inflation. Along those lines, recent federal rule changes have been announced that investors should be aware of ahead of the new year in 2024. While inflation is effectively a hidden tax on consumers in that it reduces the purchasing power of cash, it also impacts actual tax bills. This is because incomes tend to rise in inflationary environments due to higher wages. Left unchecked, this can lead to tax bracket creep, in which growing nominal incomes push taxpayers into higher tax brackets. To prevent these distortions, the IRS adjusts federal tax brackets each year based on inflation rates. In 2024, this adjustment amounts to a 5.4% increase in tax bracket thresholds and standard deductions. The top tax bracket will start at $731,200 for those with a status of married filing jointly, up from $693,000. While the lowest tax bracket has a ceiling of $23,200 instead of $22,000. Posted in the show notes is a chart that shows the U.S. tax bracket thresholds over history going back to the 1980s. And you can see both single and married filing jointly tax statuses for the highest and lowest tax brackets over that time frame. And it shows essentially how these tax brackets and their thresholds are adjusted for inflation. The same increases apply to other filing statuses, but it's important to note that not all parts of the tax code receive these adjustments. Additionally, these adjustments only directly impact federal taxes, not state and local taxes. In fact, the federal deductions for state and local taxes are not adjusted for inflation. Again, due to these nuances, it's essential to consult a professional when making tax decisions. On a technical note, the IRS uses what is known as the chained CPI for all urban consumers, or CCPIU, for these adjustments. This differs from the typically quoted CPI numbers by better accounting for changes in consumer spending patterns, making it arguably more accurate over time. However, change CPI has also historically been lower than traditional CPI measures, potentially impacting the benefits taxpayers receive. To further help investors fight against inflation, the IRS adjusts the retirement plan contribution limits each year as well. The key numbers for 2024 include an IRA contribution limit of $7,000, which is an increase of $500, a 401k salary deferral limit of $23,000, which is an increase of $500, and the max SEP IRA, or Self-Employment Pension Plan IRA, contribution of $69,000, which is an increase of $3,000. The IRA catch-up contributions of $1,000 and the 401k catch-up contribution of $7,500 are both unchanged. The next chart posted in the show notes show consumer inflation expectations have recently ramped up, and that is also a factor that goes into these IRS adjustments. While inflation has improved significantly over the past year, recent economic data also suggests that consumers expect inflation to remain higher for longer. The latest data from the surveys of consumers by the University of Michigan show that consumers expect inflation to average 4.4% over the next year, an increase over the last 2 months from 3.2%. Consumers also expect inflation to average 3.2% over the next 5 years, a jump from 2.8% in September, and well above the 2% target that the Federal Reserve hopes to achieve by 2026. While these short-term fluctuations may be the result of factors such as swinging energy prices and interest rates, which have already reversed somewhat, they also reflect the uncertainty all consumers face in this economic environment. Ironically, this tax and inflation discussion comes when the government faces difficulty agreeing on a budget in the House of Representatives. The government should have originally agreed to a new budget this past September, but instead enacted a short-term funding plan that kicked the can down the road until November 17th. Unfortunately, that deadline is now fast approaching. At the time of this recording, the House is considering a two-step continuing resolution to keep some important government services funded through January 19th, which would include Veteran Affairs, the Department of Energy, the Department of Transportation, and others through February 2nd, the Department of Defense, and the State Department. If this fails, the House may turn to a last-ditch effort bill that will keep spending flat for 1 year. If that also fails, then a government shutdown is likely. Whichever scenario plays out, this budget battle will likely bleed into 2024, just as the presidential election heats up and as we approach the subsequent debt ceiling increase in early 2025. This is all relevant to investors and taxpayers because these political challenges stem from underlying fiscal issues, namely the size of the federal deficit and debt. These problems have resulted in political gridlock in deciding on a budget and during debt ceiling increases. Unfortunately, these are long-term problems that are not only likely to worsen, many economists and investors worry that unless there are dramatic cuts to spending, the most likely direction of taxes is to go up. Compounding the issue is the fact that tax rates are quite low by historical standards. With a top bracket of 37%, that's well below the historical highs of 90% throughout much of the middle of the 20th century. The next chart posted in the show notes show the Social Security cost of living adjustments for 2024. And similar to the tax bracket thresholds, there are also inflation adjustments to Social Security benefits. These cost of living adjustments help Social Security recipients by raising benefits as prices of goods and services rise. The adjustment for 2024 will be 3.2% based on an index known as the CPIW. And that represents a deceleration from 2023, which was an increase of 8.7%, the largest since 1981 due to inflation. So inflation impacts personal finances in many ways, including taxes and retirement benefits. While inflation adjustments may help to prevent additional tax burdens this year, the future path of tax policy remains uncertain. Investors should focus on what they can control regarding their tax planning and strategies rather than worry about what Congress and markets may do next. And as always, investors should seek professional advice when making financial and tax decisions. So what's the bottom line? Investors should be aware of tax and benefit changes as they review their tax strategies for the coming year, ideally with the help of a professional. If you have any questions about how any of this impacts your personal situation, feel free to reach out or book a time with me directly on my calendar. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Wealth Effect Podcast. Hope you're all doing well out there, and happy wealth generation. Investment advisory services are offered through Fabian Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor authorized to do business in states where registered or otherwise exempt from registration. Nothing discussed during the show should be viewed as investment advice. Everything discussed is generic, non-specific, non-tailored information. If you have questions pertaining to your specific situation, please reach out to us at info@fabianwm.com or call us at 925-322-2450.